As crowded as it's never been crowded, there's literally now not a single place where you can get anybody else in. In fact, the trouble is people out, because they're still exploding in all directions. Fireworks, bonfires have been lighted, people are dancing on the rooftop. They're climbing up the signs opposite me. One sailor climb the whole way up and down again. Climb. Terrific excitement with the crowd. And as for the noise of it, well, listen for yourselves to Central London's DJ Roar. Well, listen for yourselves. Well, listen for yourselves. And all the time, people are trying vainly to dust. The fantastic fashion, the seething, jamming mass of dust. There, girls wearing fancy dress hats, dust. The men waving flags, people are actually trying to form rings to dust. Well, what a hope they've got. And now we're back. Now the girls have got up. We're back. Now the flag waving. We're back. Now
We're back now.
Hey, what are we all so happy about? We're right in the middle of nowhere.
You mean that we're not going to land on the moon after all?
I'm afraid not, Billy.
What's going to happen?
Nothing, Jane. We're just going to circle the moon the way the moon circles the Earth.
What's going to happen?
Nothing, Jane.
What's going to happen?
Nothing. We're just going to circle the moon the way the moon circles the Earth.
What are we all so happy about?
I'm lonely, a lonely robot.
Just look at that view of the moon.
But I have loves, and I love you even though you hurt me.
What a break. So near and yet so far.
Good, that's fine.
We made it,
very
good. Uncle John, something is happening to the air. It's getting stuffy in here.
I know, Billy, it's the air circulator slowing down.
Uncle John!
You treat me like I don't exist. I survive with you. With you. Don't tell me anything. Why do you do me like that, girl? I even made a song and I will play it in a little while. But now I want to talk to you. Talk to you.
Breathing will be just a bit difficult from now on since our oxygen supply is limited.
Professor, can you hear me?
Slats, where are you? What are you up to?
I'm outside the ship, bringing up the lunar communications generator. Thought we might as well set it up and try to make contact with the Earth.
You can't do that alone.
I'm here, too.
Careful, Pat. Don't let go now. Pat! Pat!
It pisses me off to no end. Why must these sort of thing happen to me?
Slats, grab her! She's floating away!
What? With the Earth?
Quick, Slats!
Slats, help me! Oh. Help me!
Pat, here! Grab my hand! Quick now! Come on! Hold tight now! Easy!
Pat!
Help me!
Easy! There we are! There we are!
Uncle John!
Steady now!
Help me!
He pulled her back, Uncle John.
Pat, Slats, is everything all right?
Yes, Father, thanks to Slats. Help me, help me, help me, help me. I thought I was a goner.
Don't forget you're out in space, Pat, and if you ever drifted away, we'd never be able to get you back.
It's all okay now, Professor.
Uncle John!
We're coming in.
Pat!
Jane and I know what's going on.
What are you talking about?
Pat!
Pat, we know this whole trip was spoiled because we stowed aboard.
Pat!
It's all our fault.
Now listen to me, you two, and stop feeling guilty. It wasn't the best idea for you to sneak aboard, but it did happen. And besides, we could have been wrong in our calculations.
Pat!
The important thing now is for all of us to face up to whatever lies ahead.
Yes, Billy?
Pat!
And I know that you two won't let me down.
Pat!
Never, Pat.
Not us, Pat.
All right, now let's just forget the whole thing. I wonder where Slats and Father are.
Pat!
We'll return to Planet Man in just a moment.
Yes, Billy.
So, level off.
Yes, Billy.
Well, it looks like the first trip from Earth to the Moon is coming to its tragic end. The good ship Constitution is in a hopeless orbit about the Moon. The entire crew is slowly suffocating because the oxygen supply is coming to an end. Professor Darrow and Slats are in the posterior cargo chamber. Slats is apparently up to something.
Why don't you go to the control cabin, Professor, and lie down for a while?
Pat! Pat!
It'll be easier for you to breathe.
I think I'd better stay here. I hate to have Pat and the kids see me so worried and worn out. Slats, you've got something on your mind. What is it?
I've been thinking, Professor. I really haven't got anybody. Nobody'd miss me and you and Pat and the kids to have a little extra time.
Now, what are you driving at?
Well, a big guy like me uses a lot of oxygen. All I have to do is to step through that port and it'll be all over in a second. You people will have a little longer.
Don't be a fool, Slats. We're all in this together. Besides, if anybody goes through the port, it will be me. I'm the oldest. And besides, the whole thing is my responsibility.
Now look, Professor, I've made up my mind. There's no point in trying to stop me.
No, Slats, don't.
Sir, I've made up my mind.
Don't stop me, Professor.
I'll hit you. I didn't mean to hurt you, Professor, but this is the way it's got to be. Sir, I've made up my mind. So long, Professor. What's that?
What's going on in there?
Am I so bad, really? I love you. 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 Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
I love you.